Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Stephanie Lule from Block Club Chicago with our report. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk first about the Southside shop owners turning to a new financial strategy. What is it?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Struggling businesses across the Southside are turning to crowdfunding platforms to survive. In recent months, we've seen that the Silver Room in Hyde Park, Woodlawn Restaurant Conscious Plates, the Quarry Event Center in South Shore, and grocery store Hyde Park Produce have all turned to crowdfunding campaigns to raise cash in their time of need and also to remind neighbors that they need support and have a harder time getting this support from banks and other programs. And what's interesting is that all of these are for-profit businesses, but neighbors have really stepped up to support them with donations anyway.
And we've also got news today about a restaurant and lounge closing for good. And this is in the wake of that River North shooting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. You know, Artist Restaurant, it's a black, queer-owned restaurant in River North. They announced that they're closing for good after a mass shooting outside the restaurant sent shockwaves through the neighborhood and left 4 people dead and 14 wounded. The shooting happened after a listening party for the Southside rapper Mello Bucks was hosted at the restaurant. And although cops promptly shut down the restaurant with a summary closure, owners originally seemed intent on reopening, and friends even launched a GoFundMe campaign to support them. But their mood has since changed, and in announcing the permanent closure, the owners blamed what they called, quote-unquote, rising pressure, coded policies, and an attempted public persecution. Meanwhile, Alderman Brendan Riley, who represents the area, said, you know, they made a big mistake, and there has to be accountability for that, and he said it's nothing personal.
More at blockclubchicago.org, including the story of the first ever Edgewater Music Fest coming in September. John Landegger was talking about it last night. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good day.
Have a good one, Bob.